Welcome to Living a Lifestyle of Prayer. My name is Vivian Barassa, and I'm going to be reading The Power of Prayer, A Haven for a Mom's Heart. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today knowing that you are the source of all comfort and strength. For every mother listening who feels the weight of daily life, the endless to-do list, and the moments when prayer feels like an uphill battle, we ask for your grace. Open our hearts and minds to receive the powerful truth that you long for our hearts in prayer, not perfect words. Help us to shed any guilt or weariness associated with prayer and instead embrace it as a vital, life-giving conversation with you, our loving Father. Prepare our spirits to be encouraged today. Connect us to you, even in the midst of life's beautiful chaos. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture for today is in 1 John 5:14 and says, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." I've heard it said countless times that prayer is powerful, and it is. I pray when I'm sad, I pray when I'm confused, I pray when I'm happy or uncomfortable. I pray for wisdom, for guidance. I just pray, searching for God's direction in my life. But let's be real, sometimes it's tough to pray. Life gets overwhelming, our minds race, and the words just don't come. That's why I lean on a simple acrostic for the word pray to help me connect with God. P is for praise. When you don't know where to start, just begin by praising God. Lift Him, worship Him, thank Him. Declare His promises you know from the Bible. Just praise and praise Jesus for who He is. R is for repent. This is where you come to God and agree with Him that what you did doesn't go along with His word. You humbly ask God to forgive you for anything you've done or anyone you've offended. It's a moment to turn to Him and ask for His help to overcome any sin in your life. This brings so much healing to our mind and soul. A is for acquire. This is where you bring your requests to God. Maybe you need wisdom or patience with your children. Perhaps you're asking for creative ways to nurture your marriage or take it to a new level in Christ. This is where you lay out anything you need to keep living a life that honors Him. Y is for yield. Finally, this is where you take a moment to be still, to truly listen. It's about growing that sensitivity to the Holy Spirit who will speak to you, guide you, comfort you, and love you. Dear friend, if you find yourself in a dry season where prayer feels limited, not by choice, but because of life's overwhelming circumstances, please know this. God genuinely wants to hear from you. He cares deeply, and you are truly seen and loved by Him. I firsthand know how life can be unbelievably demanding. We're all overwhelmed by endless to-do lists, continually tending to our kids' needs, and just running on empty. And honestly, when we are that exhausted, prayer often feels repetitive, monotonous, and even daunting. It leaves us feeling guilty, disconnected, or just too tired to try. But here's the powerful truth I want us all to remember. God doesn't expect perfect prayers from us. He doesn't need long, eloquent speeches. He simply longs for your heart. He knows the chaos you navigate, the sleepless nights, and every quiet worry that weighs on you. When we are talking about prayer, remember to praise, to repent, to acquire and yield. It's not about following a rigid formula. It's about understanding that prayer is a real ongoing conversation with a Father who loves you beyond measure. So whether your prayer time is a whispered plea while you're folding laundry, a silent cry for help in rush hour traffic, or a simple word of thanks before you finally collapse into bed, every one of those prayers matters. It reaches Him. He sees you right where you are, understands, and walks with you through every messy, beautiful moment of motherhood. You are never, ever alone in this. Take a deep breath, even right now, and just talk to God. He is listening. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the profound truth shared today, that prayer is not about perfection, but about connection with your loving heart. Thank you for seeing us in our exhaustion, for understanding our struggles, and for always being ready to listen. Help us to embrace the simplicity and power of talking to you, whether through praise, repentance, expressing our needs, or simply being still. May we walk away from this time with renewed confidence that every whispered plea, every silent cry, and every heartfelt thanks reaches your ears. Strengthen us to make prayer a natural, ongoing conversation throughout our day, finding in you the haven our hearts truly need. In Jesus' name, amen.